Well, Mike, we're in the Motor City, and behind us, that is the nation of Canada. What do you think about that?
I think these are our final thoughts.
Keep the game, Mike.
I say, and I know we've said it a lot of times this year, but it's protect Aaron Rodgers. The Detroit secondary is really banged up. We'll get to that a little bit in the injury report here coming up, but Detroit's best defense is going to be their pass rush against Aaron Rodgers, and if the Packers can protect Rodgers, they're going to be able to take their shots downfield.
And not having Brian Bulaga, of course, is an invitation to rush the quarterback, right?
Yeah, the Packers are adjusting, as we know, on the offensive line, but they held up fine against Arizona. They got to do the same thing against Detroit.
My key to the game, Mike, is keep Calvin Johnson out of the end zone. Now, I know that sounds kind of sketchy, but that's the difference between the Lions this year and last year. He's got the catches. He's got the yards this year, but he doesn't have the touchdowns. He has only two. And last year he had 16. Not at this time, but for the season. And so how are teams defending the Lions this year when last year they were having a lot of trouble doing it? They're keeping Calvin Johnson out of the end zone. What do you got, Dr. Spofford?
Well, for the Packers, no Clay Matthews, no Greg Jennings, no Charles Woodson, and no Andrew Corliss at tight end. Sam Shields and Terrell Manning are both questionable. The good news for the Packers on the injury front is Jordy Nelson, John Kuhn, and Jarrell Worthy will all be back from injury in this game. Now, as far as Detroit goes, defensive tackle Corey Williams, the former Packer, is out. And we mentioned before that banged-up secondary safety Lewis Delmas is out. Safety Amari Spivey is out. Cornerback Chris Houston is listed as questionable. It sounds like he's going to play. They're also getting back, presumably, cornerback Drayton Florence from the injured list, so he will probably play. Defensive end Cliff Averill, one of their key pass rushers, is on the injury list, but he's probable. Now, they also list Calvin Johnson as questionable with a knee, but I'm not buying that. Calvin Johnson had 200 yards last week, and I think the Packers are going to see him plenty.
Clay Matthews is the Packers' biggest out. Who's the Lions' biggest out?
I think it's probably Delmas. I think that safety, he's a hard hitter. He's a good center fielder back there, and that could be the key to the Lions' defense in the back end.
Mike, Calvin Johnson is probably the most important player on the field other than for the two quarterbacks, which makes Tremont Williams, the Packers cornerback, my player to watch. He's got to win enough of these battles against Calvin Johnson tomorrow to keep Calvin Johnson out of the end zone and to keep the Lions from moving the ball up and down the field. He did that here on Thanksgiving Day a year ago.
But then Calvin came back with the 244-yard game at Lambeau at the end of the season. So we don't know how this is going to go. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you're right. Tremont Williams is a key guy. I'm going to go with the two outside linebackers for the Packers who are going to start, Eric Walden and Desmond Moses. We mentioned Clay Matthews being the biggest out for the Packers on the injury report. The pass rush is going to come down to Walden and Moses, and Frank Zombo is probably going to rotate in and get his first action of the year, too. The Packers need to get after Matthew Stafford. He really lit up the Packers' secondary last year at Lambeau Field when Matthews and Woodson were out of the game, so the Packers need to get that pressure. And with that, folks, we'll sign off for now, but invite you to join us 2 hours before kickoff for our live chat on Packers.com. We'll take you from 10 a.m. Central Time all the way up through the end of the game. Enjoy the game, folks.